Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
More about the Giants in a little bit. We'll get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. So from last night, I guess you saw this, BT, and then I went on social media and saw it. Winhurst was saying that the NBA's got to explain why Terry Rozier didn't play after taking himself out. They covered up. No, not covered up. Let me rephrase that. They investigated, cleared him, but apparently he didn't play the final, whatever it was, eight games of that season.
Yes. Windhorst was the only one who came across with an ounce of transparency yesterday. I mean, I love Mad Dog. I know he's your boy. What Mad Dog said yesterday was ridiculous. I mean, it's not a big deal. Oh, my God. It's a massive deal. To the point where I think that eventually the NBA is going to need a new commissioner. I really believe that. Here's the quote. The sports books, this is from Windhorst, the sports books caught the irregular betting on Rozier the day it happened. How about that? So you want to know how closely this is monitored? It was caught right away. And I insert that. I'll just continue reading. Rozier didn't play the rest of the season, and he had faked the injury, so he wasn't out because of the injury. The NBA pulled him. End quote. So let's get this straight. So somebody alerts the NBA. It's flagged. They alert the NBA. Hey, Terry, what's going on? Okay. It was such a sweep to the corner of the room that they knew he wasn't hurt. He feigned injury the final eight games. And if the FBI wasn't knocking, like they are, obviously, the NBA wouldn't have done a damn thing about this. The complicity, the level of the amount of people who are complicit here, I don't think anybody realizes how big this is going to get. This is disaster for the NBA.
I also think a lot of people are missing the boat when they're like joking around about the gambling companies or the reads that we do. You guys, gambling's not the problem here. I mean, you're missing the point. To me, the credibility of the league being on the up and up, games being on the up and up, that's the integrity of the competition. That's the biggest issue. Nobody here gives a crap about Terry Rozier or Chauncey Billups or the poker games. We care about the integrity of the league. So it's not that you can't bet or we can't bet. By the way, do what you want. You can bet. You don't have to bet. Whatever it may be. I could choose to bet. I told you I had some issue with that. But I don't think it's about gambling or even being an addict. This is beyond that. This is about the credibility of the league. And now Windhorst Report, I guess, takes it even a step further because it's bad enough that the NBA alone, forget about the other leagues for a second, that the NBA alone has had a ref on the take and now has had multiple players involved in point shaving in some way, shape, or form. Multiple. If they are aware of this and didn't do anything about it on their own, meaning clearing Rozier or looking the other way for missing the final eight, that's a whole nother, because now the NBA is in bed with the illegitimacy of the competition.
Well, that's why I'm saying. I mean, I really think we're going to have a new commissioner at some point. Who's the head of the – who runs the NBA? And don't tell me LeBron, even though he's got all the juice. At the end of the day, the buck stops with leadership. You're held to a different standard. You just are. Hey, if you're the last man on a football team, you know, and you break a little rule, or you're the captain and you break a little rule, who's going to get more attention? Listen, when you have more power, more juice, and more responsibility, there's things that come with that. So I don't want to hear about the ancillary figures or the players. To me, and I've said this for years, and you've been next to me when I've said this, I think Adam Silver is a horrendous commissioner. I think he's soft. I think he's weak. I think that he allows the entire league to run all over him, trample him. I'm not even sure if he's had a backbone during his leadership at the NBA. I think he's that bad. So there's a lot of things
he's
here.
Trying to get him on.
I mean, exactly. But I think that you got to understand this, right? It's not personal. I just think I run this commissioner. I think that to boil it down to the simplest form, if the FBI did not hold the press conference yesterday, right, that we aired on our show and did 4 hours of what up until this point will be the biggest story of the year, unless it gets worse, which it will, the NBA decided that Rozier didn't do anything wrong. And again, if the FBI hadn't jumped in, Rozier's playing.
And
penalty. There's nothing.
We wouldn't even think twice about it.
But we wouldn't know about it because the NBA did not alert us. And so when something of that magnitude doesn't get out, you know how many checkpoints there have to be for decision people in power to swallow the facts and kind of look the other way? That's why it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad, dude.
And I do feel like it's going to get worse, although I'm not sure how. Like, unless there were more things that we're unaware of, how is it going to be worse?
Well, it's going to get worse in this regard. Right now, the NBA still has some separation. They could have not. If the circumstances were different, they could have leaned on this. Hey, listen, this is a new world. And by the way, I think sensible people would be open to hearing that. It's a new world. Gambling is mainstream. You know, we always knew there would be some risk. And, you know, there's been some people who had some real indiscretions. And once we found out about it, we dropped the hammer. This is intolerable. We will not accept this. This is not right. We will always be transparent with our audience, because if there's not a level of believability and authenticity with our product, we have nothing. They did the opposite. They minimized it. Think about that.
Maybe that's the next step. That's how this gets bigger. Adam Silver is going to have to address this.
Oh, yeah.
For real. Not just a statement saying we're looking into it, we take it very seriously. When he's actually asked some questions about it, and first and foremost, going to be like, well, how do you guys clear Rozier?
Correct.
How
does he answer that without looking bad?
I don't know, but that's going to be the question. How'd you claim? How'd that get by you? But the FBA got it. Like, how do we know that that hasn't happened before?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could call conspiracy theorists or whatever you want, but why would we believe that this hasn't happened before, but maybe just hasn't gotten caught by anybody? Maybe it flew under the radar, they swept it under the rug, and this wasn't a part of this big FBI investigation. Not that they're trying to take the league down, but, dude, you've got to have legitimate competition.
Yeah, listen, I look at it this way, too. Again, the accessibility and some of the shady characters that are able to infiltrate the professional sports leagues from a gambling and a organized crime perspective, right? I think that it's incredibly unfair. It's just wildly off base to impugn the integrity of a league if somebody gets caught doing something illegal, provided they react properly and in accord with whatever crime was committed.
Not being part of the cover-up.
Exactly.
Potentially. I don't know that. We're going based off of winners. Basically saying we need to hear answers from the NBA. Why would Rozier specifically be cleared? How about the fact that Billups and Rozier like blatantly denying this? Like, are they trying to play off of... Now, again, I don't want to make this political, but there is a thought that this is a political thing, which I'm not buying. And I'm not political at all, so I couldn't even tell you which sides, what, whatever. I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this thought that like, oh, this is going to be a political thing, which is why they're going from. Then maybe the lawyers of Billups or Rozier playing the other side of it, saying like this is totally false and fabricated.
I've read those quotes. First of all, it's their job to say that. And obviously, I know, everybody's afforded due process, and I'm not even assuming guilt with Billups or Rozier.
I mean, come on, dude.
I'm not presuming innocence.
I'm not saying they're guilty either. I don't think this comes out of nowhere.
Of course it doesn't. See, the only thing, you know, just momentarily from a political perspective, right? And this is one thing that's getting hijacked and it's really twisted. And I think it's really just, it's from a timeline, it's wrong. And it's egregiously wrong. And smart, important, powerful people in the media, they're really not allowed to get this part wrong, but they are. See, a lot of people, the point that I don't care if you love Trump or hate Trump, that's not for me to say. All right. But those who are saying, you know, Trump's coming after this and going down here, This investigation started under the previous administration.
Been going on for years.
That's
right?
Where I'm going to drop it. I'm not going to. I could, but I'm not. I'm not getting to the politics of it. But that's right. An important fact that is either being conveniently ignored or just omitted because people are idiots. And I don't think some of the people who are saying things that they are idiots. I think they're glossing over based on the relationships of the league and maybe some networks, whatever. But let's not be idiots here. I mean, Trump was not president in 2023. This happened with Rozier, excuse me, in 2023. The investigation began.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Again, in 2023. And so, you know, I just think that there's a lot of... Oh man, there's a lot here. I guess I'll just leave it at
that.
Yeah,
and the only thing that I care about is the integrity of the NBA. I'm not getting into the political stuff. I don't care about Chauncey Billups and what he's doing with the poker stuff. That has nothing to do with what I care about.
I care about the integrity more too, yeah. But you don't have integrity without investigations and ultimately without real legitimate punitive penalties, which hopefully would dissuade people from doing it down the road, which could bring back the integrity of the league.
Well, there's video of Rozier.
Yeah, so I said this yesterday.
Okay, right. So then it's been in the post now, and I've seen it like on the social media.
What do you think?
So you watch.
Did he look like he was trying to come on?
He didn't look like he was really hurt to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actual video of when it dated back to. There's proof. There's proof of it.
Yeah.
That he left that game. There are, like you said, the red flags that came up. Like, I don't know how people are thinking that this is made up or not
or
that big
witch
of a
hunt.
Deal. At the bare minimum, you have a singular play. At the bare minimum, forget about the other dude. What was the guy's name with the Lakers?
Not Turner. Jeez.
Dana, whatever.
No, God, whatever. Not Port. Is it Port?
Damon.
No. Damon Jones, you're talking
Damon
about.
Damon Jones, yeah, there you go.
Oh, you're going back to, yeah, the coach, yeah.
Damon Jones. With the reports that he was whatever, with Chauncey Billups and whatever information he had.
I'm with the LeBron information, yeah, you heard now,
with
too.
With Damon Jones, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Forget about all that. At the bare minimum, and I'm not going to forget about it, but just for this sake of argument, at the bare minimum, there is an individual NBA player who was, like, there's video proof of it, basically faking injury, and they have the receipts to back it up about the money that was made when he left the game. At
yes.
the bare minimum,
yes.
An NBA player was caught shaving points or whatever off of the player fault. Like, that to me is a problem in and of itself. That's it. That's all that you need to know, is that the integrity of the game was compromised by one of their own players.
Yes, but to me, it's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is the quote-unquote investigation the NBA launched and deemed him clearable.
Alex is calling from Total in New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
Good.
So real quick, I agree 100% that it's a big deal that the NBA seems like cleared this guy. But as far as it being that big of a deal, I mean, I feel like it's only a big deal because they linked the headlines with the mob, right? I mean, the guy on the Raptors got caught doing something a couple months ago. I feel like it wasn't that big of a deal. The pitcher on the Indians with throwing the first pitches for balls, not that big of a deal.
No, those are big deals.
But we're not talking about it like we're talking about this, right?
We did talk about it, but the leagues took things under control and investigated it. So I'll just give you the Class A example. For example, once that came out, the league did what they needed to do, basically saying he's going to be on hiatus. We're going to look into this and investigating it. Boom, trying to nip it in the bud. Big deal, but the league squashed it. In this particular case, the guy who was cleared by the league ended up getting... like prosecuted is the right term here?
Yeah.
You or whatever. That, yeah. He got arrested. He's under investigation. He was cleared by the league. It would be like if Class A was cleared by the league and then arrested, which would be a bigger deal. So that's just
Okay. I understand that. But, I mean, I know some stuff came out about Billups possibly letting people know that they were tanking and stuff maybe a little later. But that whole poker story, separate indictment,
yeah.
I feel like it's completely separate, right?
So it is. I agree with that.
With the Rose.
Yep.
Right, if they just came out with the Rozier indictment, right, and he faked this injury in 2023, I think it's fair to say that he didn't do it again because you know they would have got him for it, right? So it was one instance, not saying it's not a big deal, it affects the integrity, right, but it was 2 years ago, it was him not throwing a game, just taking himself out, he's got to be banned from the league, and that's it. I mean, I feel like the headlines of the mafia and this thing with gambling and these x-ray machines is making it so much bigger and more headlines.
Well, I mean, Alex, thanks for the call. Interesting. I respect where you're coming from. Don't really fully agree, but, you know, your opinion's valued here. I mean, listen, guys, I mean, anything with the mafia going back to forever, at those salacious headlines. Think about the movies we love. Are you kidding me? Goodfellas, Casino, I mean, Sopranos. I mean, this stuff is always going to sell, but to me, that's not the impetus behind the story being as big as it is. There's no way for me.
That doesn't make it a big deal to me. Maybe it makes it a more salacious thing nationally in a huge investigation. What makes it a big deal to me is that there were three NBA players and or coaches, Rozier, Jones, and Billups, who were all being accused in some way, shape, or form illegally partaking in sharing information that would impact the integrity of the sport.
Yes.
That's the bottom line for me. Integrity of the sports. If we sit down and watch these games, we need to know that they are legitimate. If we sit down and bet on these games, we need to know that they are legitimate. So gambling's not the issue. The mob stuff's not the issue. Not for me. The political stuff, not for me. From this standpoint, it's about three different individuals tied into the NBA. And then on top of it, the idea that the NBA may have, in fact, looked the other way.
Yeah.
Because they did clear Rozier. Those are, to me, what make this a big issue.
Yeah, I just think the order is different for you and I. Like, to me, the ultimate checkpoint's got to be the authority of the NBA. And based on their very flimsy investigation of Rozier, to me, in terms of big picture, like legitimacy of the product there, or believability, that's where I'm like, man, oh man, you had a chance to really flex here and really send a message, and you did the exact opposite. So, but we're on the same page with the two things that matter most. We just have the order flipped. The other thing too, and I'm happy that you started the conversation this way. The common thought, we've seen a lot of tweets from a lot of people who are in our business or, you know, maybe who are on the periphery of our business, who don't endorse websites. And listen, I've been with FanDuel for 10 years. I love them, right? So, but I think this has been hijacked, and I'm happy you point this out. You've heard a lot of, you know, this guy makes so much money. Why is he getting involved in illegal poker or gambling's the real problem? No, that's not. And I do think we at least need to redirect the focus here. And for me, there's four reasons why players with a ton of money, more than you and I combined, why they get hooked up into this stuff. Number one, they crave the, not in order, they crave the rush. Number two, authority and law basically means nothing to them because they've been a great player since they were nine and they probably were allowed to do whatever they want. Number three, they've got a disease. And number four, which really could be number one in a lot of ways, they make a mistake and then the wrong people control them because they are now indebted to those people because, hey, once you do once, now they hold it over your head. It's a big, broad topic here. And Silver has got to speak, but that's just, I know we threw a few things out there, and that's a few things that are really bothering me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.